Okay, yesterday we started the Inyan of Chatzis Sheinu Mishtameres. We spoke out the Machlokes, the Rambam, and the other Rishayim. If you need an Amira by Chatzis Sheinu Mishtameres, when you're in Bitzar HaSodeh, are you kind of only, the Rambam holds only with an Amira, and Tosfos and most Rishayim hold that Zoch Soli is Lav Dafka. I was Mesupik the following question, not sure what the answer is. According to the Rambam, if you didn't say anything, I'm standing by the side of my field, and the Dover Hefker is in the field, and I'm standing there, and I didn't say anything. So the halacha is that I'm not kohen. Now the Gra said that Dalet Amis does not need Amira. That Dalet Amis does not need Amira, and the Rambam holds Chatzis Sheinu Mishtameres does need Amira. What happens if it's within my Dalet Amis, in my own field? Would I be kohen with a Kenyan Dalet Amis? What? Are they two different Kenyanim? So Dalet Amis is a Kenyan. Was Dalet Amis only the Simta? It's a little strange to see. The question is, we had Kenyan Dalet Amis on Sidei Rosh HaSarabim in a Simta. The Chazal made a takana, you get your Dalet Amis and you could be kaina in the Dalet Amis next to you on the sides of Rosh HaSarabim. So that's a chiddush that Chazal said. If I'm in my own field, and I can't be kainah because I didn't say an amira, the Rama holds you need amira, but I'm in my own field, am I going to be kainah with Dalet Amis in my own field? Ashkafa Rishayna, the answer is no. They didn't want a mistake in Dalet Amis in my own field. It just seems a little strange that if this would be the Rosh HaSarabim, if it would be the Tzidei Rosh HaSarabim, I would be kind of my Dalet Amis. And now that it's my own field, it's worse, and I'm not kind of. No, it's a little strange.
Depends how you learn Dalet Amis.
What?
Depends how you learn Dalet Amis.
Oh, so it could be it depends how you learn Dalet Amis. That why would you learn
Dalet Amis? That the microchatzer to you, then it's the same thing.
If you learn, it depends how you learn Dalet Amis. The Shmua learned that the Dalet Amis becomes your Dalet Amis. So that should be the same thing if it's my own field. Ricky Vega learned that doesn't become my Dalet Amis. It's just a din that whatever's within the Dalet Amis, I'm kind. So it could be it's totally, it could be it's totally in the how Dalet Amis works. The Dalet Amis works down kind of the Dalet Amis and becomes my field. So then in my own field, I certainly should work with Dalet Amis. If Dalet Amis doesn't work that way. What? But with Dalet Amis, you don't have to say, that's the thing. Right. But we know by Dalet Amis you don't have to say. Dalet Amis in the Tzidei Rosh HaSarabim. Right, the Gros says, Arama Mechalek, bin Dalet Amis v'chatzah mishtameres, which don't need Amira, v'chatzah she'en mishtameres, which does need Amira. Right? By Dalet Amis, the Gemara said that ki lo yama may have you. So this, I'm not sure what the din would be, by v'chatzah she'en mishtameres, without Amira, if it's teich a person's Dalet Amis, whether he'd be kind or not. I don't know. Somehow, technically, L'chor shouldn't work. And in Svara, though, it's hard to understand why in Tzidei Rosh HaSarabim it does work, and in my own chutz it doesn't work.
Mar says, when you fall on a faith, it's the only reason that Dalet Amis doesn't work is because you have a gilad that you didn't want. But over here, when you need an amira,
so if that it should work. The question is, in other words, it's your das, you're right. It should work. The only question is, what Chazal misakin this kinyan of Dalet Amis in private property in Rosh HaSarabim? The kinyan of Dalet Amis is a kinyan of Rabbanu. The Chazal made a kinyan of Dalet Amis, the Leilaisi Lensuye. That people shouldn't fight over things in the street. So Chazal Misakin, the Kinyan of Dalet Amis. Dalet Amis is not a Kinyan that the Torah gave. It's a Takana Drabban. This Takana Drabban of Dalet Amis Mechayra was made in Rosh Hashanah. They didn't make a takana dal on Hamis on something that's in my own property. It's just strange that it would work out that way. The result works out very, very, very strange. So,
that,
what?
The reason to make the takana my rishos.
The reason?
There's no reason to say that the rabbanon don't have to make a takana that anything that I find in my rishos, maybe I'm a fighter with me in my rishos, if I know it's there, I'm kind of my being mishum. And if it's not, then it's not kind of, because there's no. Because I'm the only guy gets it, I don't know that. It doesn't bother me any. There's never going to be a fight in the first generation of Mishamaris. It's not Shia, but there's going to be a fight. There's no reason to make a takana. Right, it just comes out
fine. It's not that there should be a fight, so therefore, they didn't make a takana.
Right? Right?
Okay, if Chazal didn't make the takana, then it shouldn't be. The truth is, the words you're saying, saying the case of Mishnah, on Tosfos, the first two lines of Tosfos, Tosfos Nira, Afagav Deloy Oma Zachsali, the Zachsalai. Tosfos says that you don't need Amira, Kedamina Leal, Dafyuri, Tikkun Rabban, and the Lichni, Kloyama Mahavi. Tais brings a raya from Dalet Amis, that just like by Dalet Amis, you don't need an Amira. The same thing by Chatzei Shem Shemeris, you don't need an Amira. That's Tais's raya. That's Tais's raya, you shouldn't need an Amira, because Dalet Amis doesn't need Chatzei Shem Shemeris. Because the Mishnah writes on this Tais's kasha, because this Tais kasha is from the Rambam. The Rambam says you do need Amira. So he says that by Takonis Dalet Amis, which is they shouldn't come into a fight, so since the whole purpose is that they shouldn't get into a fight, so Rabbanan understood that whoever's there first gets it, even without an Amira. That would prevent people from fighting. But it's Eina Daima, to Kenyan Chatzis Sheinu Mishtameres, which has nothing to do with Laisi Lensuyei. So therefore, you can't compare the two. By Dalet Amis, Chazal wanted to make it an easier Kenyan. People shouldn't get into fights. And by Chatzis Sheinu Mishtameres, it's different. There's no gezeira of Laisi Lensuyei. So because Mishnah's words seem to say that the whole takana of Dalet Amis is only where Dalet Amis is because of Laisi Lensuyei, and not a private property where there's no don't chashash they're going to get into fights. Or it's not shchiach to get into fights. So kaponim, it sounds like from the case of Mishnah that Dalet Amis only works in a simtot zidei rishus rabim, and it does not work in private property by chatzis sheinu mishtameres, which comes out a little strange, but luchayu, that's the way the cheshbon seems to go. Okay, there's. There are two other inyanim of Chatzis Sheinu Mishtameres before we start Shidcha. One is a ktsais. Shimon Tzeichen said this ktsais in this piece. The ktsais is in Simon Kuf Hei, Sivkot and Hei. A very interesting shaila. Ktsais goes on a case in Simon Kuf Hei. The ktsais brings a case where a guy happened to be, it was a guy, I don't think it would have made a difference, but it was a guy who owed money to a bunch of people. So Reuven went, and he sent a worker, I don't want to say a worker, because then it gets into Yad Payal, he sent somebody with his wagon to go and be typhus, the person's, whatever it was, barrels of wine, to be typhus, the person's barrels of wine as payment. So Reuven's shliach goes and takes Reuven's wagon. He goes to get the wine, and he loads the wine onto the wagon. And on the way back, before he gets to Reuven's house, he meets Shimon. And the guy owed Shimon money also. So Shimon convinced him, his stomach gave him a few dollars. Shimon convinced him, give me the barrels of wine. He owes me money too. So give me the barrels of wine instead of giving Reuven the barrels of wine. And he did it. He gave it to Shimon. What's the shaila? Shaila is, was Reuven kainit? Right? Was Reuven kainit? Is it Reuven's wine? Or is it not yet Reuven's wine? It's Shimon's wine. So this shaila isn't the Sma. The Sma says it goes to Shimon. Why? The shliach was typhus. The shliach grabbed it. So what's the teretz? It's chav lachrini. The shliach can't grab for Reuven. It's chav lachrini. We pass it even shliach like typhus. The shliach is not can't grab. So what the shliach took it doesn't work. So therefore, even though the shliach took the wagons for Reuven, imagine, it was Reuven's idea, it was Reuven's wagon, it was Reuven's shliach, but Shimon came and he got the wine, so it's Shimon's wine, as I pass it to Sma. No, only what's owed to him. What's owed to him? Let's say the guy owed Reuven $1,000, he owed Shimon $1,000. He took $1,000 worth of wine. So now Shimon has the wine. So Reuven's out and Reuven loses. That's what the Sma passed. So on that, the Ktzai says that it depends whose wagons they were. If the wagon belonged to Reuven, if the wagon belonged to the Shliach, nachinam. But if the wagon was Reuven's wagon, Zok the Ktzai, then we know that a wagon is Caleb Shalad, I'm kind of like a Chatzerai. Person's Caleb, also kind of for him. So if it's Reuven's wagon, Zaktik Tzais, then Reuven should be, his wagon should be kind. Taka the Shliach is not kind, it's Chavlachrin. But the wagon should be kind. Which also, Lachair is a very glad to psa. What's the Shaila? It's chavla acherim, but my wagon could be kind of for me. My chotzer could be kind of for me, even if it's chavla achrini. So my wagon should be kind of to me, even though it's chavla achrini. His suffix is: what happens if the wagon is a wagon a chotzer mishtameres or ain't a mishtameres? Stam a wagon. What? Well, first the wagon itself. It's ain't a mishtameres. Depends what type of wagon, huh? A car is a chatzah mishtameres? Yeah. Inside a car? I think inside is mishtameres. The Ganovim can get it to us too, but it's pashut it's mishtameres. No? Maybe if it's a flatbed truck, it's ain't a mishtameres.
No.
So it depends how what the gedorim of mishtameres exactly are. Maybe you're right. What the Ktzai says is like this. He doesn't describe what the wagon looked like, its model number or anything. He says, if the wagon's mishtameres, it's kaina, no question. If you had a wagon that was mishtameres, it's certainly kaina. The suffix is, if the wagon was ena mishtameres, let's say it was an open wagon, it's ena mishtameres, and this shliach was ena b'tzidai. He was ena b'tzidai, he loaded the wagon. What happens in such a case? Yeah, what?
It was
inside. Well, the Kwaita Sheet is he has to be staying in the wagon. I guess when he was driving, he was in the wagon too. But, or if, let's say, you hold on, you would see that is enough. You hear the suffix? When the wagon driver loaded the wagon, did that make it into a Chatzah Mishtameres or not? That's the question. Follow? If the wagon's a chotzer mishtameres, then it's Reuven's wine. If the wagon's a chotzer sheinu mishtameres, then it's Shimon's wine. Is the fact, if you have such a wagon that's in a mishtameres, and the driver, the shliach, is standing there, is that enough to make it into Eime B'tzidai? Is that good enough? That's the question. So the Ktzais himself says that it doesn't work. Because the shliach is still being chav lachrini. If the shliach is going to make it mishtameres for Reuven, invite the same problem. It's chav lachrini for other people. So he can't make it mishtameres for Reuven. He's being chav to Shimon. So therefore, the Ktzai says it shouldn't work. Reb Shimon says that this depends on yesterday's chakira. Reb Shimon said that it depends, why does Ayme B'tzidai have to two wife? If Ayme B'tzidai makes it Mishtameres, So then it makes it mishtameres. You don't need shlichus. If standing next to the wagon makes it into a chatzah mishtameres, now it became a chatzah mishtameres. So you don't need shlichus, and the wagon is kainah. Only if you learn that Aimer B'tzidai is some new type of kinyan, has to create some type of a kinyan that the if you're Aimer B'tzidai, it's your yad, or somehow it's kind of for you, then the b'tzidai makes sense. Then he's chav lachmini, he can't do it for someone else. But he says that this vaita should be toloi in yesterday's chakira, which would be, I guess, a fifth nafkamina. I think they say four nafkaminas, a fifth possible nafkamina between the two ways to learn. It's actually very similar to the first nafkamina. First nafkamina was if you can make a shliach who's a lab bar shlichus to watch it for you. Somebody's a lab bar shlichus, could he watch the field for you? This is very similar. Here, the person is a bar shlichus, but it's chav lachrini. It doesn't work. Could he watch the wagon for you? That's the. Reb Shimon says it's totally in our suffix.
Why do you even have to mishtameres? How does that
take up a pal and a pal lachrini? Because my chatzah could be, just like I could be kind of for myself, even though it's chav lachrini, my chatzah could be kind of for me also, despite the fact that it's chav lachrini. Even though we ask the kasha, chatzah doesn't have migud zachal nafshe, zachal lachavre. My chatzah can't be zach for himself. But the way we understand, the chatzah is no different than me. And just like I could be kind of for myself despite being chav lachrini, the chatzar as an extension could also, if it's mishtameres. Okay, this is Vayta Tol in yesterday's Reb Shimon. Now let's start the Gemara in Shikha. There's one other sugya of chatzar shein and mishtameres. I just want to make sure we do Shikha and then we'll get back to it. Let's see the Gemara here on Shikha. It's a little bit strange Gemara to us because we're not fluent in the rules of Shikha. But Afal Pikein, let's try to learn it. Before we start, there's a klal you have to know. It's a Mishnah in Peah, which defines shikha in a case where a man has work, is working in the field. So it says, shakach balabayis v'loy shakach payalim. It's not shikha. Shakhu payalim v'loy shakach balabayis. It's not shikha. Ad sheyishkachu balabayis ad the payalim both. That's a klal, which they bring from the Mishnah in Peah, which the Gemara is based on. The whole Gemara is based on understanding that in order for something to be shikha, you need two steps. Shikha's payalim and shikha's balabais. Okay, unless the balabais himself is the payal, then it's just one person. Well, you hire workers in your field, you need two things. You need shikha's balim, and you need shikha's payalim. Without that, It's not shikha. Okay, now that's l'kuli alma. The Gemara we're about to learn, which is a little complicated, is talking in the following situation. The situation that we're going to talk about is a case where the payalim forgot first. The payalim forgot, and at that time that the payalim forgot, the balabayis remembered. The balabayis remembered it. And at that moment, when the balabayis remembered, he's Aymed B'tzad Sadeu, who is Be'ir, we're going to talk about. And he wants, at that moment, to be re-kaina the shikha, which the payalim forgot. This is the way the Ramban and Ritva explained the Gemara. Without this, it's very hard just to learn Posh Peshat in the Gemara. It's very hard to follow. Ramban and Ritva and the Ran all say that that's the case of the Gemara. Okay, again, the Pailim forgot. The Pailim at that time still remembered. So, at the moment the Pailim forgot, it started to become Shikha. It's like halfway to Shikha. And at that point, the Pailim are saying, my Pailim forgot, I want my Sadeh to be kinder for me. So that is the inyan that we're talking about here, that should, according to, we'll see now in the Gemara, that should work. Because Aymer B'tzad Sadeh works. Okay? Now, there are problems with the way I just described it, which we're going to have. Like I said, there should be, I think, an obvious question. But first, let's learn Pashm Shat in the Gemara. I'm learning it the way the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Ran learned it. I don't think there are two ways to learn. As far as I know, this is the only pshat in the Gemara. Let's see Gemara. What's the makar? The Tanya. A regular field is mishtameres and a mishtameres. It's not as a field. If you have a mishnah talking about a field, is mishtameres or not? Huh? I would think it is, no? Somehow this whole Gemara assumes that this field is ain't a mishtameres. We're about to learn a b'risa? And the assumption of the whole sugya is that it's ain't a mishtameres. I'm not sure why. Anybody know why? Gemara assumes that this field in which the workers are working is the Einem Mishtameres Dika field. What?
Maybe it's not Mishtameres because the Einem are walking around?
So I was thinking that it could be because the Einem are walking around looking for Shikha. Could be. Could be. The Halacha Grad in Shulchan Aruch, it says, in Rambam it says, that you don't have to let Einem in any time. Let's say you have a field. You have a vineyard. Now you have to harvest your vines. And these aniyim, you know, it's like in Shul Beit Avning, they're all going to be there. Right? The aniyim, that's all free stuff. They're all going to come. It's going to disturb your working. The Rambam says you don't have to let them in. You could post hours. Come only. The Rambam has gedarim. It has to be reasonable hours. It can't be only midnight. He says you have to leave some time in the morning, some time in the evening, when they can come. You don't have to let them in at all times. That's a rule in Shikha. So I'm not sure that a stam field is Einem Mishtameres, because they are Aniyim there. I assume most Balabatim are going to leave hours for the people. They want Aniyim there all the time. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. I'm not sure. I never had a field in the times of Shikhan Peya. But I'm not sure if that makes it Einem Mishtameres. But I was Mesupik. What happens if you have a factory? There's a factory. Big factory, he's got 100 workers running all over the place working. Is that factory, in the factory, is that a chatzah mishtameres? Something falls in that factory. Is that a chatzah mishtameres? Or because there's so many workers there, it's mishtam shchiach, a worker's going to pick it up and take it. We said a grocery store is Einem Mishtameres, even though the owner of the grocery owns it. But since there are customers running around, it's Einem Mishtameres. What? So that's the question. By workers, is if it's any different. By the grocery, it's Pasha. If I have a grocery and there are people running around, it's Einem Mishtameres. The yeshiva is a chasish Einem Mishtameres. If you find something on the floor, you don't say it belongs to the yeshiva is kainit. It's a chasish Einem Mishtameres. The yeshiva is not kainit. A shul, the same thing. Now, shul, it could be if the shul is locked overnight, it could be the chad the shul is kainet. But stabazai during the day, it's a chad tashen and mishnameres. I was wondering about a factory, which is a little different because the factory, they're your workers. It's not like a shul where any, or yeshiva where anybody walks in, or grocery, anybody walks in. Someone's just around. In the factory, when you don't let anybody in, you let in your workers. Now, it's mishnameres, if you only have one worker or two workers, it's still mishnameres. If you have 100,
So
you see, that's going to be that only works if my chotzer wasn't kind of for me already. If it's chotzer mishtameres, then my factory was kind of for me already.
It's not mishtameres. If there are 100 workers, it's not mishtameres.
So if that's true, that once I have a bunch of workers there, it's ain't mishtameres, then we could understand this gemara. That a field where there are workers, pilot working, is Einem Mishtameres. Maybe that's the Pshat in the Gemara. What? But the Chatzar is Einem Mishtameres. If there would be something else there, they would take it. Well, technically they could, because we said if you hire them to do a specific work, they could take something else. No, you hire them to cut the grapes. You hire them to...
What's the work? The work they hire specifically to gather
Right, but the chutzah itself is not mishtameres. Let's say they're gathering the sheaves and they find something valuable on the floor. Talk about the chutzah. The chutzah has to either the chutzah is mishtameres or the chutzah is not. It can't be mishtameres for wheat and not mishtameres for other things. It's not mishtaver. Either it's a chutzah mishtameres or it's ain't mishtameres.
So here's ain't mishtameres.
is because you're trying to prove the whole time.
That's right. The whole Gemara is trying to prove.
They don't need to stand next to them. That's what it brings, this kind of case.
That's what it sounds like. The whole Gemara is trying to prove the din of Chatzis Sheir Mishtameres on Eimei B'Tzidai. So it's mashma that this field is a Chatzis Sheir Mishtameres. So I'm asking, why is it a Chatzis Sheir Mishtameres? You could come to me with two things.
Why?
So then why, other rabbis, so why is the Gemara say Chatzis Sheir Mishtameres?
I'm saying that it's not a riot,
but then if there are five workers, then it would be a riot. The five workers also Chatzis Sheir Mishtameres. I'm asking you a question. You're coming in the wrong direction. I'm saying you can learn. There's a question. It says the field is a Chatzis Sheir Mishtameres. That says in the Gemara. You know, no Mefarshim talk about this. Not Rashi, not Tosis, not Rishayim. It's a Chatzis Sheir Mishtameres, period. That's the Gemara's case. I'm just asking you why. So you could either tell me, because Aniyim are around, which as I said, L'chayra is not the Gavar Mochruk, or you could tell me, because Payilim are around. I don't see a third possibility.
Well, that was the case. Well, what could it be? A case of
the Gemara is learning a brisa because it's not mistabim, not temra. I'm a roi, I'm not coming. They're saying, look at this brisa. This brisa is a raya. And it's a raya. A stama field is a chatzah mishtameres. Stama zaya field.
Well,
a field where I'm growing my wheat. There's nothing around it.
Up in upstate, somewhere.
They don't have gates around it, barbed wire around it, they have nothing. I don't know, I don't remember, I saw the field. I mean, there's nothing there. So maybe it's Chatzis Sheir Mishtameres. All fields would be a Chatzis Sheir Mishtameres.
You said yesterday a very big field, someone comes in on the other side and says, I'm just
and I said, I'm a Betzida on the other side. A fence is a fence, is always Mishtameres. Doesn't matter how big, if you have a fence around it, it's Mishtameres. What? So you think it's time and not Mishtameres because fields are not Mishtameres? He's saying that, Ari's saying that it's always Mishtameres. You don't go into people's fields when fruit is growing. The Mishnah says in Bava Basra, if you want to take a shortcut through someone's property, so the Mishnah says that in the Yemais HaKama, it's mutter. When the fields are cut, it's mutter. Yemais HaKshama, when things are planted, you don't take a shortcut. You mafsid him. You're going to trample his plantings. So I don't know. It's just a chetimtza.
Yeah, it's the only case. It's only a chetimtza possible. It's always clean enough. Even if he's big here, even if he's still, there's no reason to make that a
chiller. So just, that's a good idea in such a case, because there has to be a
condition of this price, there has to be a supposition of the Mishnah 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 Mishnah
maybe. We're just setting a line in such a case. All right. So you have three possibilities. Either it's a Mishtameres because of Aniyim, or it's a Mishtameres because of workers, or it's a Mishtameres because it's talking in a case where it was not Mishtameres. There was no fence. Which is the way you would like, huh? Stam a field, a Mishtameres. Really? Or it's not Stam a field, just this field was a Mishtameres. Okay, so anyway, we all agree that it's a Chatzis Sheir Mishtameres at least. We're not sure why. All right, so let's learn the Braisa. Hayoimid Be'ir. Hayoimid Be'ir Va'aymer. Yidea Nisha'aymer Shi'eshli Besada Payalim Shachu. So I know my Payalim, they forgot those bundles. Lo Yehei Shikha. And the man says, I don't want it to be Shikha. Yachal, yeah, shikha. I would think it's takanat shikha. Tamad laimer, shachta, aimer, besada, vishachta, v'loi beir. So I would think it's not shikha. Tamad laimer, v'loi beir. which sounds like it's takanat shechah, hagufa kasha. The words don't follow. Amri, first he said, yochalaya shechah, amahabi shechah. You're bringing the pasuk to show that it is shechah. V'nasev la gemara, and then you bring a limud, b'sadeh v'shechach tovaloi be'ir. Alma loya v'shechah. What's going on here? What is the gemara saying? It is or is shechah? What's that shechah when you're be'ir? Elav hachika. Gemara is saying like this. Besada shechuach me'ikarei havishikha. Zachu l'b'sav shechuach ein shechah. What does that mean? Taich it. It's tricky taich. Besada shechuach me'ikarei havishikha. In a soda where everything was totally forgotten, inside a pile, inside of workers, havishikha. Zachu l'b'sav shechuach ein shechah. What's that case? Zachor l'b'sav shechuach ein shikha. Touch those words. Zachor l'b'sav shechuach. If first you remembered it and then you forgot it, ein shikha. My tama kim dekay gabah v'lechatzer v'zach salay. Now this can't. We can't just touch this pashut. Sounds ridiculous. Zachor l'b'sav shechuach ein shikha. Every farmer in his field starts off knowing what he has, and he forgets it afterwards. Every shikha is that way. So the reason that the Rishonim say what you're saying is because the Rabbani asked it as a kasha. Rabbani asks zachor l'b'sav shechuach ein shikha, then you'll never have shikha. Every single field, the person originally knows he has the wheat, and then later he forgets it.
How do you prove it?
How could it be? How can I prove I know it?
How can you prove
it? I don't have to prove it. Shikha is between me and God. If I can, nobody can be tevei. I'm just going to take it and I'll sell it. So, Zakta Ramban, and that's really what Taisis also means in the last words. Dimloi kela simti daitim sa shikha la'aylam. Ramban says it clearly. Taisus Dibra Masal Zachor says the same thing. It can't be literally Zachor l'b'sav shechuach because they'll never ever have shech in the world. You always know about it before him. Elamai, what does it mean? It means the case I told you, which is what Taisus says also, that the case is the workers forgot it first. At the time the workers forgot it, now, if the Bailam forget it also, so it's all over, it's shikha. If the Bailam remember it, and they want their soda to be kited back for them, then the Bailam shikha disappears, and it becomes back his. And now, even if later the Balabas forgets, it's okay, because the Bailam shikha is gone. You follow? You have a couple of steps. First, the Bailam forgot it. At the time the Bailim forgot it, the Bailim remembered it. And they said, Zachsili Sadi, they want my field to be kind of this which the Bailim forgot. And subsequently, the Balabas forgot. So we're saying here, a chiddush, that that's not shikha. Why? Because between the Bailim's forgetting and the Bailim's forgetting, the Bailim went and they were kind of it back. So the Bailim's forgetting doesn't count. Okay, does that make sense? The Seder I just told you says everybody, all the Rishonim learned the Gemara this way. The Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran, clearly, and this Taisus Dibra Masal Zachor, all learned the Gemara this way. Okay? Now I'm going to tell you again, what I mentioned yesterday, this should be what I thought is an obvious question. It involves this sequence. Okay, again, the sequence is, you have a field. First, the Payalim forgot. They forgot a bundle. What does that mean? It means they walked past it and they forgot it. At that time, the owner is standing next to the field and he says, oh, they forgot it? Zachsel Lisadi. I want my field to be Zaycha for me. That's step number two. So his field is Zaycha. He says, it's kind of it. And then step number three is in the afternoon, the Bailam forgot about that bundle. The bundle that they wanted to remember, now they forgot about it. So the halacha is, it's not shikha. Why? Because in order for it to be shikha, you need two things. The pailam should forget it, and the bailam should forget it. And after the pailam forgot it, The Baal was chayzer and kainit with kinyan chatzer, because he's aimer betzidan. And now, when the Baalim forget, it's not shikha, because the Baalim shikha is gone. Am I being clear about the case?
No, the way it's actually not.
Just one second, just the case, what?
There's no way it's actually the Gemara. The price is the fairest Baalim.
The way I just said should be pashit.
Okay,
I have no problem. Fine, if it's pashit, I have a problem. Yeah.
In stage 3, where were the pilot? Did they remember that?
Stage 3.
When the Bailam forgot.
I'll guess that the Bailam went home already. That day is gone.
They
have no shaykhs to it anymore. What shaykhs do they have? They went home. It's only while you're a pile. If you're not my pile, you can't defend me.
There's no pile once the Baal of Ayis forgets. I don't need a pile to forget.
If a Baal of Ayis is in his house, if he gets that he owns a field, it doesn't become shikha. It's only b'shas the harvest that it becomes shikha.
Yeah, but that sheep is out in the field. Right. No one brought it back in.
Right.
So he was thinking, oh, my pile, I'm going to bring it. I remember my pile, I'm going to bring it in. The pile forgot.
You
so
need...
He said, that's not a problem.
Right.
But then later on, he went and he forgot about it. So
right.
He didn't go out to the field and remember again. And he's thinking,
right.
Yeah, he left.
But the pile of shikha was undone by his kinyan.
But now the pile went home. There's no longer any pile. There's just a Baal of Ayis.
Right. So there's only a shikha of not the person who harvested the field. So if it's not the person who harvested the field, it's not a shikha. The owner, that's not shikha unless you have the owner and the person doing the harvesting. If I forget I have a field, that's not shikha. Shikha is if the person harvesting it forgets something and the balabas forgets it, then it's shikha. Just the balabas and they're not the one who's harvesting it, that's not shikha. You need shikha's balabas and shikha's pile. So.
Rashi says that the owner never forgot.
We'll have to see the Rashi. It's a very hard Rashi. There's some printing mistake in Rashi. We'll look at the Rashi after. The Rashi, I don't know, Rashi is very... the Rashi El Alav, there's some mistake in the Rashi there. The words of Rashi are... The last two lines of Rashi, Aval zachor shenicha shabidaitai l'b'saif shakhai al yedei payel leblei avishikha. There's some mistake in the Rashi, I don't know. The Maram Shif says something, but I hate to say this, it looks like there's some mistake in the Maram Shif because he's missing some words. It's like the 6 words he says on it. I don't know, if you look at the Rashi later, the Rashi El Olav, the last 3 lines, there's some toast in the Rashi. I saw the Beis Lechem Yehuda says there's got to be some mistake in the Rashi. Rav Shif says something, if someone could teach the Rav Shif, it's a one-line Rav Shif. He says something about the Rashi, I have no clue what he's saying. Maybe I look at it again, I'll understand it, I don't know. When I looked at it before, I couldn't understand it. You should just know that Rashi El Olav, it's very, very misleading. Rashi says, "L'b'sayf shachay al yedei payalim." That's not what it means. L'b'sayf shachay means l'b'sayf. The payalim forgot it in the beginning. L'b'sayf shachay means the Baal HaBas forgot it at the end. L'b'sayf shachay yedei payalim alei avashicha. All right, I don't want to get sidetracked to the Rashi. The Rashi seems to be a problem. But, shot in the Gemara again. Okay, I'll tell you what bothered me when I learned this Gemara. The mathematics of the Gemara is good. The Gemara has a cheshbin. What's the cheshbin? Cheshbin is you need 2 shekels. Pilum, balabais. The pilum forgot it first. After the pilum forgot it, the balabais was chayzen kainet. After that, the Baal HaBayis forgot it. That's the sequence of the Gemara. What bothered me is just one thing. We're talking about kinyan. What does the word kinyan mean? Kinyan, as far as I know, only means changing ownership. Something that's not mine, I'm kainet, it becomes mine. Right? Is that what kinyan means? We're talking about chatzishem mishtemeres is kaina. What does kaina mean? Something's not mine, it becomes mine. Right? Is that what kinyan means? So tell me the case again. First the pilum forgot it. After the pilum forgot it, what happened? What happens after just pilum forget it? Whose is it? still mine, right? If the pilot forgot it, it's still mine. So the case is, the pilot forgot it. Then, I'm kind of it, so to speak, because I'm over b'tzidai. So the pilot shifa goes off. And later, I forgot it. What do you mean, I'm kind of it? What does kind of mean? What is the word kind of?
That's the right, that he's standing over there, he's watching it for you.
What does it mean, I'm kind of? It's mine all along. It's mine. Maybe there's no such thing as a kinyan of Aimer B'tzidai. And here, these are dina shikha. It's not do a kinyanin. Why is that do a kinyanin? The pilot forgot it. I'm kind of it? Why not kind of it?
Half shikha.
That's what it sounds like. It's like half. That's the lush of the Ramban. It's chilas hefker. So I'm kind of it. It's just a little funny, you know? Either it's mine or it's not mine. If it's Daniyim's, it's too late. I can't be kind of it. So whose is it? It's mine. It's like one condition of shikha was fulfilled. This is what I thought would be an obvious question. That how you go back and you kind of back. What do you mean kind of? Kind of is something that's not mine becomes mine. I found this kasha in the Avi Ezri, Rav Shafi asks it. I'm surprised I didn't find it earlier. In Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, Perikei. So let's just learn the Gemara. I'll tell you what Rav Shach says afterwards. Let's see. Just back to the Gemara. The Gemara's case is this case, my kasha notwithstanding. So Gemara has a case. Where are we holding? Ella lav hachi kamar. B'sada shchuach beikarei havishik. Zachor lepsav shachuach. Those three words are the key words of this amid. Zachor lepsav shachuach means this whole cheshbon I just told you a bunch of times. Zachor, you remembered after the pilot forgot. Lepsav shachuach, and then you forgot. Ain't shich my time. Even the kai gabah have like chatzayre v'zachsalai, and the chatz is kain avol biyir. I feel a zachor lepsav shachuach have a shich my time. The lesser gabay the less kilei. You have to be standing by the field. So this is the Gemara's pshat. Now Gemara tries to push it off. B'may? How do you know? You ask it from a svara. Domak zeres hakasavu the besada na'avishicha, or beir loy na'avishicha. Maybe it's zeres hakasav. It's not a svara. And taket means in a city there is no shicha. Amar kara loy sashim lekachta ilu rabbi shicha siya. You can't say there's no shicha in the air because there's a ribui. Hay mi boy loy lalav. And for the Gemara, I'm kein name a kara loy sikachenu my loy sashim the rabbi shicha siya. So the Gemara is ending up that shikhasir have a shikha, and therefore, if the pilot forget it, it depends where I'm standing. The pilot forget it, if I'm standing in the city, then the pilot shikha is shikha, and later when I forget it, it's total shikha. And if I'm standing by the side of the field, when the pilot forget it, I could be chayz of a kaina, and then when I forget it, it's not shikha. That's the Gemara's maskana here. Now, as far as the question how this Gemara is working with Kinyanim, this Kasha, what does it mean, kinda? What does it mean, you kinda it? That the pilot forget it, and then the owner is kinda. What does it mean, he's kinda it? The word kinda doesn't seem to make sense. So Rav Shach explains as follows. He says, after the pilot forget it, it still belongs to the Balabais. At that point, if he's Aima Bitsidai, and he says Zasali Sadai, he wants to undo the Shikha, it becomes as if he took it in his hands physically. Rav Shach brings a Mishnah in Peya Paragva, Mishnah Gimel, which says that if you take the wheat in your hands, you take it, if somebody takes in his hands the bundles of wheat and he says, okay, I'm going to sell it in the shuk. After, once he's taken it into his hands, later on, it can't become shikha anymore. Once you take hold of it, it's not shikha. It doesn't mean you take hold of it while you're cutting it. But it means you take hold of it to remove it from the whole harvesting procedure. You're taking it, l'ilicha l'ir. At that point, it's ay shikha. As I state in the Mishnah. So Dr. Rav Shach, Eimid B'tzidai is like you take it in your hand. Eimid B'tzidai is not pshat, I'm kind of it. It's not the truth. The word kinyan makes no sense. I can be kinyan. It's not, it's yours already from before. We're not talking about kinyan. We're talking about the fact that when you're standing next to your field, your ayme b'tzad sadeyu, the sod is like your yad. It's like you grabbed onto it. And since it's like you grabbed onto it, therefore there can be no shikha afterwards. That's the way Rav Shach explains the Gemara. So why is it only after Shachach Payam and not beforehand? If I'm standing by my field, it should always be like I grabbed it. Teretz is, well, that's what the Ramban means. The Ramban says, it can't work originally, because in Cain you'll never have Shikha. You'll never have a case of Shikha. So it can only work once it was started to be Shikha. It started to be Shikha, now I'm sort of taking it back from being Shikha. I'm grabbing it to make it a Shikha. That grabbing lasts forever. Once I grab it to make it a Shikha, that grabbing lasts forever. That's the way Ramban, the Rav Shach explains the Ramban. And that's the way to understand the Gemara. So basically, Rav Shach does is two things. He first of all tells us about this Mishnah. Taking your hands is good. Secondly, Rav Shach is learning that Oymeh B'tzad Sadeyu is like taking it in your hand. It's like grabbing onto it. Right? That's very similar to the way the Nesivis or Rav Shimon learned into the Rambam. The Chotz Sheinu Mishtameres works, it's an extension of you. It's like your yad. It's an extension of you. They said it's a new kinyan. It's a kinyan that works with Teres Yad. That since you're standing next to the field, it's like you grabbed onto it. I'm not saying that it's dependent on the Rav Shimon, but it fits well with the way we learned. The Chatz Hashem Mishtemeres works because you're standing next to it and you're grabbing hold of it. So since you're grabbing hold of it, that's gufo what makes it Oy Shikha. Now this can be true without the Rav Shimon. If Yoh Chatz Hashem Mishtemeres is Shlichus, and Yoh Chatz Hashem Mishtemeres still, you're grabbing onto it, it works with Teres Yad. But the lumdis of Chatz Hashem Mishtemeres fits well with the way we explained it. The Sivis' explanation is exactly those words. The Chatz Hashem Mishtemeres is like it's your Yad. That's why you have to be there. It should be, or you have to be in the field according to some, it should be your hand. And that's the vart here of making it Oishikha. Not kinyonim as the typical lashon of kinyonim, but Oichizbay. Chatz Hashem Mishtemeres. When you're standing there, it's like you're Oichizbay, it's like you're grabbing it. And that's the way it works. That's Rav Shach's explanation of this sugya. Again, the nekuda is that Oime Bitsida is like you grabbed it. That's the nekuda of Pshan in this Gemara here. The way Rav Shach is explaining. Just what would be if it was a chotzeh hamishtameres with payalim? It's a little complicated to think of. Let's say I have a chotzeh hamishtameres and payalim are working there. What would be?
You have to say the same idea. If I remembered it at that point when the payalim forgot, so then Anachanami could regret it.
It's an interesting thing, because usually chatzah hamishtameres doesn't need das, right? Normally, a chatzah hamishtameres is kind of shalai midaita. Now, if I have a chatzah hamishtameres, and payalim are working there, so let's say I only have one payal, or two payalim, it's mishtameres, and I have a fence around the field, and I don't let any of them in. Chatzah hamishtameres. And I have workers there, so you could tell me I'll never have shikha. Because when the workers forget it, it automatically becomes mine because the chutz is kind of shalom midaita.
It's too late.
But
if I forgot about it first.
No, not if I forgot first. The pilot forget first. I forget second.
The
pilot forget first. So then my chutz b'shtameres will be kind of back for me. And then any time I send pilot into my field, I won't have shikha. Because the pilot usually are the ones that are likely to forget first. At least in the cases where pilot forget first, which is a typical case. So Pailam will forget, and I don't even have to be Ayme Betzidai. It's a Chatz HaMishtameres. It'll be automatically kind of back for me. Rav Shach says that can't be, because then, again, Batalta Tairas Shikha from every Chatz HaMishtameres. Every time a person will lock up his field, there'll be a Chatz HaMishtameres, and it'll be Kamat Batla Tairas Shikha. A typical case, the Pailam are the ones who forget first. And then the Bailam forget afterwards to check the on the pile. So he says it can't work. It can only work this way. And yet he's saying it should be kaida, conscious of it, that it should be kaida. But to say that a chatzah b'shtameres should automatically make it oish shikha every time poilim forget, you'll be mevatel ruba de ruba the cases of shikha. It's not mistava, that was the kavanah satayr.
If the mechanics work, then where can you make the chila? If the sar is true, how do you say, well, I have a chatzah which is not like this?
How do you have a case that's true? In which case?
If it works by chatzah b'shtameres, and how does it work? Because I'm making a new kinyon on it, so my chatzah b'shtameres, I also have
kinyan
there.
So maybe there should never be shikha by chatzah b'shtameres. That's what you say.
If the owner
forgets first, oh, I'll explain to you in a minute. Owner forgetting first is not going to help you. I didn't get to it yet. But talk now when Pailin forget first. When Pailin forget first, you can say the whole Torah is talking about chatzah sheni b'shtameres by shikha.
Or else it's chatzah sheni b'shtameres. You can't say one works, 1,000 works, and one does.
I'll tell you what it is. The Ramban starts by saying that you can't say in a way that's mevatel Torah Shikha. You can't say it should work in a way that's mevatel Torah Shikha. That's how the Ramban starts. So Shach understands that that applies to Chatzah Mishtameres too. The Loshna Ramban, there's nothing that says it. But Rav Shach understands. If you want to say differently, I have no problem. I don't have any rayas. It doesn't make the Gemara shver. But this is what Rav Shach writes, that chatzah mishtameres, you'll be mevatel, kamat mevatel, all Torah shikha from chatzah mishtameres. So therefore, chatzah mishtameres also doesn't work only this way. If you have a mitzida, then you haven't. In the reverse case, where Balabayis forgets first, and Pailim forgets second, which is not the case we're talking about till now. Where the Balabayis forgets first, Pailim forgets second. The Chiddush Iran talks about it here in our Gemara. And he says, L'chaira, in the case where the Baal HaBayis forgets first and the Pailim forgets second, then the Baal HaBayis forgets first. Afterwards, would his chatzah be kind of for him? The Baal HaBayis forgot first. If he's Be'ir and he forgot first.
When's he going to remember?
When he notices it, no. If he remembers before the Pailim, then it's okay. If the typical case is the Baal HaBayis forgets, and then the Pailim forgets, and then it's too late. So the question is, after the Baal HaBayis forgets, could the Chatzah be kind of back for him to undo his forgetting? Agamara says, if Pailim forget first, the Chatzah can undo the Pailim Shikha. The Chatzah can undo the Pailim Shikha. The Chiddush Iran is done. If the Baal HaBayis forgets first, could his chatzar undo his own shikha before the Pailim forget? That's the didain of the Ran here. But the Ran says the Ran names on that shikha. Baal HaBayis forgets first. He says, Mekan Nire, Shechatzar She'ena Mishamer. The question is, the Bailam forgets something, and he's only with Tzatzadei. Is his Sada Kaina something he doesn't know about? That's the question. Now, we assumed, how do we assume? If you have a Chatzah Sheni Mishtameres and you're watching it, is it kind of things that you don't know about? This is very complicated. Everyone's getting good. Yesterday, before everything got complicated, we started. Everybody had an opinion on this. If I have a field, it's kind of mishtameres is kind of without me knowing. If it's ain't a mishtameres and I'm standing there, so we said, according to most Rishayim, I'm making it mishtameres. So yesterday we said, well, once I'm standing there, it's kind of without my idea, right? Just like a chatzah mishtameres is kind of without me knowing, a chatzah she'ain't a mishtameres is also kind of without me knowing. That's what everyone seemed to feel yesterday. Remember? Remember that? You said it. Right? It should be automatic. The Ran says if it's automatic, you're going to have a problem. When the Baal HaBayis forgets first, and then the Pailim forget, it shouldn't be Shikha. Because if the Baal HaBayis is Ayme B'Tzad Sadeyu, which is the case of Besadeh, if the Baal HaBayis is Ayme B'Tzad Sadeyu, and he forgets, his sada should be automatically kind of right back for him. And then by the time the pilum forget, it's too late. His sada was kind of back for him. Just like when pilum forget first. We say his sada is kind of back. I can't be shikha. So if he forgets first, the sada should be kind of back. The Baal Bayis' case first should never happen. So you could say machinami. Machinami. If he's standing beside today, if he forgets first, pilum forgets second, it doesn't work.
As long as the
pilum
never forgets.
Ron holds it's a daichik. As long as the pilum never forgets, it won't be shikha.
We don't care if he forgets. We hire them to
I don't know why you can't say that. The Ron don't nems on that if the Baal Bayis forgets first, he won't help that he's Ebi B'tzatzadeya. Because his field can't be kinder for him, B'liyadi Asai. And it won't help later that the pilum forget later, then it'll be shikha.
What did
the hechatitz of the Baal Bayis forgetting?
First.
Yeah, how does he forget first before the harvesters? So what's your hechatitz? I would guess this is the hechatitz. He has bundles, right? The way they harvest the field, they make bundles, and then later they go and collect the bundles, right? So he knows he's got the rows and rows of bundles. So he tells his workers, I have 6 rows of bundles, go collect them. He forgot he has 7th row.
So, that means
so he forgot the 7th row.
It means the workers did not forget because they did what they were told.
So it would have to be, he tells his workers, so what's the hechatim? He tells his workers, collect all the bundles. Then he tells his friends, I have 6 bundles in the field, or 6 rows of bundles. So he forgot the 7th row. He forgot he has a row of bundles, that's what it has to be.
It's not his responsibility to harvest anything. He told the workers what to do, and then he doesn't have to think about it.
So before he told the workers, you want to have a case? Before he told the workers, he forgot about it. He's talking with his friends. He forgot about the other bundle. He has 7 rows of bundles. He only remembers 6. And then he called in the workers, but the workers, he just told them, collect everything. So now, if the workers don't forget it, it's not shikha. You need shikha's baal bayis, shikha's
paylon. It was already shikha written.
It was shikha of the Baal Bayis, but you need shikha of the
well,
harvester.
No, that's like
yeah, no, but you have to remember that's not shikha. If I just forget, I have something in the field, it's not shikha. The harvester has to be lachayrav also. When we say need both, it means you need the Baal Bayis and you need the harvester, unless it's the Baal Bayis doing the harvesting. The person working. There has to be a chetimtza, because it's the case of the mission. So that would be the case. Shikha's Baal Bayis and shikha's. The Gemara has a couple more lines on this. Akati mebayalei. Look at the nan. We still need it for a different limud. Shalafon of shikha shla achrav yei shikha shul bebal tashu. Zaklal kol shul bebal tafis shikha kasher bebal tashu vein shikha. Amar Ravashi amar kro yiel the rabbi shikha siya. We want shikha siya from a different pasuk from yiel. Okay. Now this gemara, as I said, is it's a bit complicated. The sugi of shikha. Try to work it through. If not for the Rav Shach, I would just have had the kasha on the Gemara and not knowing how to work with it. But basically, I tried to stick with the pshat here in the Gemara. Tomorrow, we're going to have Maaseh Baruch Gamliel, which is an easy story, the opposite of a Shikha story.